Pasuk in the beginning of the parsha tells us that Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shrasei Shanam. Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years. The next pasuk says Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamos, and the days of Yisrael began to come close to the end. So Farshim asks in general, but also here in particular, why the change from Yaakov to Yisrael? First it says Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and then the next pasuk says Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? And moreover, it says, Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamos, and the days came closer for Yisrael's death. And the Gemara tells us in Tainus, Yaakov Lomes, Yaakov never died. So how could it say that Yaakov died when he really didn't die? And what's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? So Elshich says that Yaakov Avinu was zocha to a second neshama, he was zocha to the neshama of Yisrael as well. Yaakov and Yisrael, never are they used together. Yaakov is one name, Yisrael is another name. Yaakov is one neshama, Yisrael is a second neshama. Whatever that means, it's beyond our understanding. But when the Gemara says that Yaakov lomeis, it means Yaakov lomeis, but Yisrael did die. And it's very meduk in the psukim. The psukim say, it says, Vayichi Yaakov. Yaakov lived on. Vayikru yimei Yisrael lamos. It was only Yisrael who died. Yisrael died, that neshama of Yisrael died. But Yaakov, Vayichi Yaakov, Yaakov Lomeis, and that's what the Gemara says, Yaakov Lomeis, Yaakov never died, although Yisrael did die. And it's also very meduk at the end, towards the actual death of Yaakov Avinu. And it says, describing Vayitzav Yosef as Avodav as Arofim, he commanded all the doctors and the servants, Lachnod as Aviv, to then embalm his father, Vayichantu Arofim, they did this as Yisrael. Dafki Yisrael, because Yisrael died, that neshama of Yisrael died, they needed to take care of the body. But Yaakov Lomes. The Gemara Tanya says Yaakov Lomes. And Yosef Engel takes the idea a step further. And he says, what it means of Yaakov Lomes, it's because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos is Machlokes about Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma Ovdei Kochavim Mezuhamen. Why is Ovid Kucham, why are they dirty and disgusting? Mipnei Shelo Amdu Al Harsina, because they didn't receive the Torah. Klai Yisrael received the Torah, and we were cleansed from all the Zuma, cleansed of all the Yetzhara, the Taiva, that disgust from Nachash. V'yochan Shita is only from Kabbalah Satorah and on. But the Gemara also records the opposition of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, who says, no, it was after three generations, Pascha Zuhuma Me'avoseinu, that the Zuhuma, the disgust ended after three generations. Avram holed Yishmael, so the Zuhuma was still there. The second generation, Yitzchak, had a child, Esav, so the Zuhuma was there. But then Yaakov, the third generation, he fathered 12 Shvatim, where there is no one wrong, no one off the Derech. And so we see after three generations, the Zuhuma, the disgust, that filth, already stopped. So from Yaakov, Avinu says, of Yosef Engel, must be there some level, Haschalas Matan Torah. The Torah had begun already from the period of Yaakov Avinu, because Pascha Zuma, the disgust stopped there, the filth stopped with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is ready, Mekabel the Torah with all his Shvatim. So he says, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, there are two Inyanim. There's the Inyan of the Ish Prati, the individual Yaakov, and then there's the Yaakov the Klal, the general concept of Yaakov, representing all Klai Yisrael, because Yaakov and his Shvatim was Yisrael. This was all Klai Yisrael, all one. This was the whole Tzibur. So he was the Tzibur, and he was also the individual. So that's what the Gemara means in Tainus, that Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, Yaakov Avinu, with respect to his role as a Tzibur, that never died. That Tzibur continued to exist. As the Gemara says in many places, Ein Misa B'Tzibur. Tzibur doesn't die. There's no death. The Tzibur always continues. The legacy continues. So he never died, Legabe the Tzibur, although Legabe the individual, the Yachid, Yaakov Avinu, did die. So the idea is Klai Yisrael continues the legacy. The legacy continues on. Even though Yaakov as an individual he died, but his children, the Shvatim, the grandchildren, and all the descendants continue the legacy of the Tzibur. And that's very meduk in the Gemara as well, because it says, how does he know? What does it mean, Yaakov lo meis? The Gemara asks, so what do you mean? Doesn't it say Veichantu? They embodied the mace. How could you suggest that the Yaakov Avinu didn't die? So the Gemara says back, I'm just darshing the psukim. I don't know what to tell you. The pasuk says, Mikrani darish. The Gemara in Tanya says, Daf Hevin Beis. Mikrani darish. I'm darshing. The pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed. Ve'ata al tira, don't fear. Avdi Yaakov nu Mashem. Ve'al tachas yisok. Ki hineini mi yoshiecha meirachok. I'm going to save you from far away. Ves zarecha meretz shebeyam, your children from far away. So he says, makeshu lezaro, that Yaakov Avinu is being connected to his children. Ma zaro b'chaim, afhu b'chaim, just like Yaakov Avinu, rather, just like the children are still alive, so too Yaakov is still alive, his legacy is still alive, the union of Yaakov b'klali, in the tzibur, that's still alive. That's what it means, Yaakov lomes. And it's true, Rav Yosef Engel speaks further, that whenever a father passes away and leaves over children, they continue that legacy. It's as if the father is still alive. And Yitzchak Shem, we get zochet to that time soon, where actually Yaakov Avinu, even beprat, even as an individual, will come back to life. And Tchias Amesim, the coming of the Shiach, Meher Yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.